You're listening to an ESA podcast brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. ESA, promoting the science of ecology.
I'm Terrence Houston, and this is The Ecologist Goes to Washington, a podcast program by the Ecological Society of America, where we interview scientists involved with public policy. Today, I'll be interviewing Stuart Pickett on his tenure as president of the Ecological Society of America. When you assumed the ESA presidency, what goals did you have in mind for your year-long term?
Well, you know, when you start out in a leadership position in a big complex organization like the ESA, that is definitely one of the things on your mind. My goodness, what am I going to contribute, and how am I going to repay the trust that people have put in me? Well, one thing that I was able to do was to follow President Terry Chapin in advancing the Earth Stewardship Initiative. And that was something that President Mary Power, two presidents before me, had started. And Terry was also instrumental in that. They really started that together. And I don't know if people are familiar with the Sustainable Biosphere Initiative, which was established in 1991 by the Ecological Society. That had been an initiative to really focus research and to get ecologists to think about how their research could contribute to understanding sustainability and advancing sustainability of the biosphere. And now the Earth Stewardship Initiative, well, what would be different? What's different is recognizing that you can study sustainability, you can step back and you can study sustainability and you can say, is this working? What's this like? What ecological processes are involved? You can do it in a very scholarly and detached way. Well, Mary Power and Terry Chapin said, we need to make available to ecologists an additional sort of way to look at this, way to look at sustainability. And they said, stewardship suggests involvement, not just stepping back and studying and understanding, but making an ethical commitment to really make sure that ecological information is put to best use in helping to advance sustainability of our inhabited biosphere. And so recognize also that people are going to be a part of this. And we've got to really work with other disciplines that understand how people behave, how people make decisions. We have to work with other communities that communicate with people. We have to understand better and be involved with environmental psychology. We have to be involved with people who understand social institutions and social movements and social networks. So the Earth Stewardship Initiative really calls ecologists to be engaged with other disciplines and other communities to seek out these shared desires to enhance the sustainability of the biosphere. And to say, how can ecologists really become a part of this network? Not how can ecology lead, because it really is something where we need to be a part of the dialogue and recognize with some humility that it's a complex social dialogue. So I was really very pleased to be able to promote that, help move that initiative forward. We had an interdisciplinary workshop in June that brought together a whole lot of disciplines and different kinds of communities to talk about how we could interact better. We've also met with different professional groups who are headquartered in D.C. Having the ESA headquarters there really helped that. And then personally, I mentioned earlier that I was really interested in connecting ecology with urban design and planning, and so I took that as my particular focus in the Earth Stewardship Initiative, and so I've been really pleased to look for ways and to promote ways that ecologists and urban designers can interact. So that's worked pretty well. One of the other things that I was interested to do is to highlight the positive role of people diversity within the science of ecology. Mm-hmm. And ecology is really interested in diversity of organisms, of course, but one of the things that my reading in the history of science, the philosophy of science, and the sociology of science convinced me of is that there's really a very positive role for the diversity of the people who are engaged in our complex science of ecology. And so I had some discussions with the other leadership in the society to help focus our thinking about that and to see about some ways to move that forward. So that's another thing that I'm very pleased to have been able to move forward. And then the final thing, which is actually not one that I had really thought was going to be on my plate, but to be helpful in the planning for the centennial of the society, which is coming up in 2015. So the Ecological Society is going to be 100 years old in 2015, and there's you really to plan for a meeting that takes advantage of that kind of milestone has to start very early. And so I was called on to help move that forward, and I feel very good about what I was able to contribute to that too.
Towards the end of your tenure as ESA president, you gave a State of the Society address. Could you elaborate on the key points of your address and noteworthy actions that happened during your tenure as ESA president?
So the message, my big message in that 15-minute address, which I actually wrote out so that I knew it would fit within 15 minutes and wouldn't leave something important out, is that science is a system. That's the big message. Science is a system, and it consists of three things. It consists of the process of discovery. And you might think about that as the core thing. That's the thing that's really the big goal of science, is to discover new information about the material world. But surrounding that core activity is, in essence, the community of people who does it, who does that. And so that means that another part of the science system is nurturing the community that does this act of discovery or these acts of discovery. And that community needs to be diverse because that's a key source of objectivity. You don't expect scientists to behave as though they had no values. Rather, what you want is a diversity of values that are brought to the table so that people's assumptions can be made clear, and you can seek out things that might be problematic in interpretations or generating questions or confirming conclusions, testing hypotheses. So this diverse community, that's part of the mechanism by which science works. But this diverse community is also the mechanism that connects the science, the discovery, and the understanding to the larger society. And that is the third part of the system, connecting with the larger society. So we have all these kinds of research that we're doing with discovery. We have all these different people who are concerned with different sorts of issues, and they know different geographies, and they study different organisms or different processes. And we need all of that to be brought together in education and outreach. We need that to be applied effectively in the dialogue that informs policy. And so connecting with the larger society is how ecology bridges to society as a whole. And that's where we get our new recruits. That's where we get our support. So science really, to work, has to be all three of these things. And discovery, nurturing a diverse community, and connecting with the larger society. And not all of us are going to be equally good at all three of those things. Some people might be great at all three of those, but most of us are good at one or two. And so what that means is that as a community, as an ecological society of around 10,000 members, we have to, each one of us, understand all three of them, even if we make a choice to emphasize the one that we're best at or we have the best opportunity to do, and we have to support the people who are doing the other ones. If we're great at connecting, we have to support the people who are doing discovery and nurturing. If we're great at nurturing, we have to support the people and honor the people who are doing the connecting and the discovery. So science is a system. It requires all three of those things, and the community that does this complex job needs to be mutually supportive and to really understand what all of us does. And ESA is uniquely positioned to promote all three of the parts of the scientific process. So that was my big message.
What advice would you give to your successors about the role of ESA president?
Well, one is to don't try to do too much. There's a temptation to try to think about, oh, what am I going to do that's different? What am I going to do that's new? And that really, there's so much that the society is already doing that's great, and we've got these great traditions that we're working on. We're working from the Sustainable Biosphere Initiative into Earth Stewardship. We have this great public policy process. We have these great education programs, the SEEDS program. We have the educational resources that the society makes available to the larger community of ecologists. So there are already so many great things going on in the society that really it's not necessary for every president to come in and say, I'm going to do something new. And it's a matter of trying to help all these threads interact better. It's a matter of helping all of the members of the society to understand this kind of complexity. But it's also being a part of a team. And I've really been impressed with the governing board and my officer colleagues in the society. I think it's a marvelous, marvelous group of altruistic people who work hard to be a part of a team and to work together to advance that whole complex business that is ecology.
And that was Stuart Pickett with the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us next time when The Ecologist Goes to Washington.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. Music was provided by Dr. Nicholas Catelli. For a link to Dr. Catelli's homepage, more information about ESA, or additional podcasts, please visit www.esa.org. Thanks for listening.